Are you guys big baseball guys?
Okay. I grew up in Seattle in the late 90s, so like Griffey and A-Rod, but not in the last like few years.
Well, I mean, you guys were solid, what was that, 2 years ago or something like that?
We almost got a Mariners-Dodgers World Series by one game.
It would have been incredible.
It would have been Super Bowl and the same World.
I know, that would have been awesome.
You're a Patriots fan?
No.
No.
I'm not really a football fan, but I'm definitely not a Patriots fan.
You like soccer, though.
Okay, so where do I start with soccer? As an American, we have...
I've kind of recently... I live in Austin, so we have Austin FC.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to go to games, so I've kind of gotten into it through that. But, like, you know, American soccer is not the best of the best, so it's fun to go to games, though.
Yeah. No, it's a great energy.
Yeah.
The Seattle Sounders are pretty good, too.
Yeah, they're good.
Pretty solid. Yeah. Great energy today. This is my first time seeing you guys. It was an absolute blast. You've been on my list for a while. This environment, little baseball combination, is this a unique environment? Have you played anything similar to like this vibe before?
I'm trying to think if we've ever played anything baseball
central. I don't know. We did something. We did some NASCAR thing years ago.
Oh, really?
That's true. We played in Rochester, in that baseball field.
Oh yeah.
And there,
but I don't know if that, I think that was just in the field though. I don't know if that was like a theme.
That's true. Oh, so this is a theme.
Yeah.
This is a theme.
This is the kickoff of spring training.
Yeah. Well, Friday, Sox Cubs. Sox beat them like 11-1, I think. So we're off to a good start here. Did some research. You guys played some really cool gigs way back in the day. Cabot Cafe, Coos Cafe. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, Coos
Cafe. Back in L.A.
Yeah.
These great DIY venues. Do you remember anything from those days?
Oh, yeah.
Right
at
the start now?
I remember Coos Cafe.
Yeah. I remember when that Jason guy pepper sprayed our friends.
Yeah. What happened there?
We were like in high school, and people started moshing, and he got like afraid, I think. And,
for us, like for the band,
like for like,
I don't know,
for
liability stuff or something.
And yeah, and he pepper sprayed.
What was the name of that place?
That was. Oh wait, no, that wasn't Coos. That
was
Cobalt.
Cobalt. Yeah, okay, yeah, I think that's the one I have written down. I just have bad handwriting.
Yeah. Same type of vibe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you have any venues that you've loved playing since? Any standouts in your mind?
I actually like the Middle East.
I love
downstairs.
The Middle East.
The downstairs, the bigger club of two venues in Boston. And it's almost like there's a ramp next to the stage, so people are kind of it feels
smells
like
food.
Yeah,
nice.
It smells very bad. Yeah. They have good, what is it, Indian food?
Really
good food. And but it smells like piss, but it's always like a very like punk venue. It's cool.
Nice. Are you guys big foodies on tour? Are you checking out local spots in the cities you go, or
it sort of depends, I guess. We don't do a lot of like long tours now. We're doing mainly like stuff like this, like one off stuff.
Yeah.
So we just stay by the hotel and you know,
and just eat like
or sorry, the airport.
Yeah. That's what life's all about right there, is eating junk food and sitting in a hotel.
100%.
When you're sitting in a hotel, what's on the TV? Are we talking Pawn Stars, Cash Cab, Family Guy? What's
no
up?
TV ever in a hotel.
Yeah, I never
really
watch TV in a hotel.
TV always is turned off.
Yeah, if anything, maybe I'll watch a show on my iPad or something, but...
That's it?
Yeah, I never actually turn on a hotel room TV.
Really?
Well, I definitely doom scroll and focus on my phone.
Oh, I love
but Forensic Files is definitely on HLN Network.
Absolutely.
It's just like an old school, like half an hour whodunit stuff.
Yeah, it's
great.
You're
that's
in
cool.
and out. You get the answer within a half hour.
Exactly.
Which I don't like those like long docu-series that are, you know, 4 2-hour things. I want to know who did it now. You know?
Exactly.
When you guys
house
are
hunters.
When you guys are on the road, are you writing at all, or are you just, like, there to do the show? Or does inspiration strike?
I mean, the way that we do things now, when we're doing shows, we're there to do the show.
Yeah.
And writing is a different thing that we do when we're back in our respective homes.
Yeah.
Sweet Pea starts with John. Sweet Pea. makes, like, tracks and beginnings of songs, basically, and then we get together and... And you know, lyrics and stuff, and then play song. But yeah, so that's all happening when we're not traveling.
Okay, gotcha.
I guess we've always sort of been that way.
Yeah,
when we were touring.
Really, it's two very separate things.
Yeah, sometimes, like if you have like a new song or whatever, like sometimes we'll play something at soundcheck or whatever here and there.
Sure.
But we're not like really working on it.
Yeah. What is the first thing you guys play when you pick up your instruments, either alone as a group? What's the first thing?
I mean, for me, if I'm picking up a guitar before a show, I'm playing, what's it called?
Little Red Light.
Little Red Light by Fountains of Wayne. That's been my warm-up song for probably, I don't even know how many years now.
Really? What about it's a good warm-up for you? Is it just getting the wheels turning?
It's a really nice place. It's in E. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I don't know, it moves my voice from kind of a low range to kind of a higher range. It's a good warm up song.
Oh yeah. What about the rest of you?
I think Tom Petty riffs just always naturally come out when I pick up a guitar.
Yeah.
I guess for me it depends on if I'm doing a show like this, I'm just trying to figure out that kit, because usually we fly with no kit, so I have to learn the kit, so I'm doing just like six stroke rolls to kind of see where I'm at with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like an actual, like my kit, probably Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin, that kind of shuffle. Because you can dictate, I know where I'm at. If my shuffle feels good, then it's going to be a good day.
You lock in a little
bit. Yeah. That's like the telltale.
What do you do if it's a bad day? What do you do? You feel off and you got a show that night. Do you do anything to correct yourself?
Red Bull. 2 to 3 Red Bulls.
Nice.
And large ones. They're not like the baby ones.
We got
tall boy Red Bulls.
Well, I want to keep it a buck here. Well, if it's a large Red Bull, I'm going to do, if it's like the really big one, I'm going to do like maybe 1.5.
Yeah.
But if it's a small Red Bull, I'm doing 3. But today I only did 1 Red Bull before the show.
Because of the freeze-dried espresso.
But we also had freeze-dried espresso before that. Yeah, so nice. I was going to say, I had a good show on 1 Red Bull.
Yeah.
And so maybe I don't need 3 anymore, but I didn't weigh in the freeze-dried.
Let's
not be rash.
Yeah, it could be a one-off. We're literally on a one-off.
This is actually like some baseball player stuff.
Superstitions.
Yeah, like if they, like, you know, pitcher like wins a game, he won't like change his hat or like won't shave or whatever.
Yeah, because he thinks flies are lucky.
Yeah.
I get that.
We're talking numbers real quick here. I saw in an old interview, you said we were too young to be calculated, in referring to your very early years. Do you guys feel as though you have a calculation for these shows now, or do you still fly by the seat of your pants a little bit?
I don't know what I or whoever said it meant by calculation.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe like overthinking, or
I think you were talking about like your first albums
to
or something.
Calculated. Yeah, calculated. I get it.
You're like, it just happened, and you were too young to be calculated to figure anything out, but it's, you know, you guys just wrote hits. You know? So do you feel yourself? Do you think there's a bit of an equation now? Do you think you have a game plan in your head, or are you still just
I think when we're like making music together, it's just very much about that moment, moving ourselves in that moment, and not, I don't know, I guess when I think of the word calculated as it relates to like making music, I think of, oh, we want to try to make this to have this outcome or something like that. And like, we know what the outcome is going to be.
And I think for shows, it's like we've been playing some of these songs for so long that there's just little things that naturally evolve, but we don't ever sit down and be like, hey, you should say this at this, you know, point of the set, like, anything like that. It's just sort of evolved over the years, you know.
How does the rehearsal process look like going up for a one-off here? Are you guys a rehearsal process? You got me. Do you guys get together beforehand, or do you guys just say, hey, we've been playing these songs for a good long time?
Not much.
We don't rehearse. We don't need to rehearse. Yeah. I mean, there's on occasion, Ben is a working drummer. He plays with other artists sometimes.
Nice.
So if we need to bring in, if he's on a tour and we need to bring in someone else, we'll do a rehearsal. But, I mean, we've all been playing these songs for a long time now. It's just muscle.
Yeah,
muscle
we did.
Memory.
Yeah, we did like a anniversary tour in 2018. So like we were playing the full record. So a lot of songs that we've like basically never played.
Yeah.
So we rehearsed like for 2 days for that.
Skinny
2 days.
It was
48 whole hours.
Rehearsal is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm using the word conspiracy.
Tell me
incorrectly.
Do you have any other conspiracies?
But it's. I don't think bands need to rehearse, really. I mean, especially if you have a sound check.
Yeah.
You want to run a new song or something like that, run it in sound check. Why would you need to go get a rehearsal?
And the thing is, too, is if you show up knowing your own personal material, it just takes one little run through and we're like, cool.
One little run through.
It's like a lot of people show up and just assuming rehearsal is just like where you learn the song.
Yeah.
And then it's
apparently that's the British way. You heard that?
No.
I forget who was telling me that. Like, yeah, that in the UK, when you go in, no one's expecting you to have learned the songs. You, like, learn all the shit in rehearsal.
Interesting.
I mean, I do like that way better because right now in America, I have, there's so many days of learning songs that are not paid for.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, sometimes people throw you like a few days worth of day.
That's a good point. That's probably why.
It's it's like I'm not on the clock learning these songs.
Totally.
But now I do it just because it's so a good gig, so scarce. So I'll say yes to whatever. I'll work for a week for free just learning these songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's the industry.
Thank